your thoughts on the decision?
Well, first of all, I think it ends up being the popular decision as fans are concerned because Casey Martin has become a likable figure in this whole thing. I think it's going to open a little bit of a Pandora's box, but I don't want to correct the caller because I'm not 100% sure of this. From what I've been able to tell, and I've read through the opinion of the court and the dissenting opinion this morning, again, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm really just trying to base it on my understanding of the game and what the legal aspects that were thrown out there. You have to qualify under the Americans with Disabilities Act to even be in this situation where you could petition for the opportunity to use a cart. I think that's the practical implication of this. So if Jack Nicklaus's hip surgery condition, I don't think that would be a factor where you could say, yes, he would be able to use a cart in a PGA Tour event right after hip surgery.
Yeah, that was my interpretation as well with the Disabilities Act.
Have you ever read a Supreme Court decision?
I got that this morning. What was it, 12 or 14 pages?
Oh, it's more than that. The full decision is 42.
Oh, okay.
I would suggest to listeners that, you know, of course, log on to ESPN.com, but while you're on there, go to SupremeCourtUS, all one word, .gov. And the opinion, you go to opinions of the court, and the whole opinion is there. And it's very interesting to see how things are footnoted and what they're talked about. And some of the basics that jumped out at me, plain and simple. Use, and this is in the opinion of the deciding judges, 7-2. Use of carts is not itself inconsistent with the fundamental character of the game of golf. It means golf is still golf if you're using a cart. And they go back and they cite old rules. The big thing to me is they cite the Senior Tour using carts, and for the first part of Q School, using carts. So they go through and basically throw out the walking argument with this. A nutritionist in the district court case testified about walking a golf course and how much energy it takes. They said walking a golf course about 5 miles is approximately 500 calories burned, quoting the nutritionist, nutritionally less than a Big Mac. That's how they took walking and how much of a factor it is when they made this decision.
See, I think it's more than that, and you know that.
On a hot day, it is.
Yes, and I understand that, but if you talk to golfers, they will tell you that walking is an advantage. To maneuver your cart through people and have people point and look, his concentration from shot to shot is not there. And I said that golf is hitting shots. Now, if you want to put in fatigue, and you want to play 36 holes, and it's the U.S. Open, and it's 100 degrees, I do understand that. But I would say that 99% of the time, walking is not a drain physically. Golf is a mental drain more than it is a physical drain.
It only becomes, I agree with you, it only becomes a mental factor when the physical fatigue has allowed the rest of your body to be straying and wandering, and we all know that it is a sport that requires concentration. When you play 36 and it's hot, and that may be three times, and they planned on doing it this past weekend at the Kemper. They had to do it at the Bell South in Atlanta the first week in April, the week before the Masters. The guys who played that 36 holes said at the end, you just kind of were not as mentally sharp. It was a grind. Same thing with the Kemper with the three rain delays this past weekend on Sunday. But those were in conditions where the weather was cool. You're not talking about the Ken Venturi 64 Congressional in the U.S. Open that people have talked about, or getting an oppressive hot day. The caller said an interesting point, or made an interesting point. At Southern Hills in Tulsa, if we get the normal temperatures, and it's a six-hour round at the end of the round, guys are going to be tired. And when you're physically tired, you're mentally affected, and it affects your game. But it doesn't matter where. Golf is not a game of not the exact playing field for everyone. I thought they made a very interesting point when they made the decision. They said, hey, look, you can't have a completely level playing field in golf for everyone because if you tee off early in the morning and the weather's okay and the weather's bad in the afternoon, tough luck. There's no way to guarantee everyone's going to compete under the same exact playing conditions. I was surprised to see them make that point,
yes.
But when you think about it, it's the right point.
Yeah. Mike Tirico from ABC Golf joining us on ESPN Radio. And it's not like Casey Martin, with his unfair advantage, has set the world on fire. He's on the buy.com tour and is not setting the world ablaze down there either.
That's a good point. He's played two PGA Tour events, missed the cut in both, has played in 8 buy.com tour events, has made the cut in 4, missed the cut in 4. He's made something in the neighborhood of $6,000. That's 115th on the buy.com tour money list. So you start factoring all that in, and it tells you a few things. One, his game is not as good as it was a few years ago.
And it's getting worse, and it's going to get worse because of this disability that he has.
And it's not just necessarily what he can and can't do hitting the golf ball because of his leg. It's practice. He can't go out and beat balls for 2 hours on the range. He can't stand and putt for an hour like guys do on Tuesday. Hey, when we go to the U.S. Open in 10 days, 2 weeks here, we're going to see guys there on Monday. I talked to somebody who's at the U.S. Women's Open, and they said that Emily Klein was there on Saturday morning practicing. Casey Martin, for a buy.com tour event, let's say makes the big tour and is playing in the U.S. Open again, he cannot get there on Saturday and start practicing nonstop for 6 days before the event. His body just can't take it, and I personally think the effects of that are starting to show in his golf performance.
Oh, let me ask you this, though, Mike. Here, let's go the counter argument here. Why should we care about Casey Martin? Why should we be sympathetic to Casey Martin?
Because we're compassionate people. Because we see somebody who has the God-given ability to be among the elite golfers and has persevered through not the same opportunities that other people have because of his disability, because of the circulatory leg problem, and has gotten close enough to taste victory in AAA, the buy.com tour. It was the Nike tour then. He tasted that success. And how can you not help but wrap yourself around somebody who doesn't have it as easy as many of us do, has a great ability, and can't maximize it? He can't reach for that, quote, American dream like other people can just through hard work, because his body won't take the hard work. So I think that's why people have grown on his side and passionate about it. And by the same token, they see the government screwing with the rules of sports. The government's coming in and telling a league what to do. And I hate the whole legal part of this, but the interesting thing in the dissenting opinion from Judge Scalia was the lesson for the tour and other sports organizations to take: make sure the same written rules are set forth for all levels of play and never voluntarily grant any modifications. So now the Supreme Court is telling leagues how to run sports. And I think once that happens, American sports fans say, yeah, we love Casey and we're all for Casey, but I don't want the Supreme Court telling the PGA Tour how to run the events I watch on Saturday and Sunday.
In closing, does the PGA Tour get around any further cases by just pointing and saying this has to do with the Disabilities Act? It's not Jose Maria Oldenthal's foot. It's not Jack's hip. This is a disability?
I think so. The interesting thing with Oldenthal was he didn't know what it was for 2 years until he found, I believe, a German doctor who correctly diagnosed what his problem was. So what do you do in the interim? Scott Verplank's been on tour the last couple of years and has played his best golf professionally from a consistency standpoint. Remember, Scott Verplank got his card through the tour school when Casey Martin was allowed to ride a cart. Scott Verplank rode a cart, and he has diabetes, and he felt that it was certainly a help to him. Everybody had the opportunity to. He did. Got on the tour. Hasn't lost his card since. Is Scott Verplank with diabetes considered a candidate under the Americans with Disabilities Act? It's a very thick, thorny issue that the tour is going to have to come out with some sort of a legal and iron cast way to decide on a case-by-case basis. I don't think an Oldenthal would have qualified for it at the end of the day, but in the middle, nobody knew what his problem was. So it's going to be a pain in the neck, and I don't know how people are going to decide it. I hope for Casey Martin's sake that he at least gets a chance to play some golf with less stress around him. But you hit it on the head at the top of the show, Dan. People are going to have him as a sponsor's exemption when he can take him, and it'll be sideshow. And that's unfortunate for Casey because he deserves better from all of us.